Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm here with...
Dad Cudjace.
Uggster.
Seacrest, out!
I'm going to strangle you.
Yay!
We're going with it. This is Mattman, by the way. We're going with it because I've already done this intro too many fucking times. All right, and first up to bat.
25.
Now that we've gone through the new intro for fucking once... We're going to talk about the Captain Marvel box office success, because last week we talked about all the backlash behind the actress. And for all that backlash and saying, oh, we're boycotting the movie, worldwide it made a box office success on opening weekend of $550,247,498. So all your bitching and moaning meant nothing.
Damn, that means all those people who... said they were gonna boycott that movie just meant nothing to them.
And ironically, I still haven't watched the movie, but
he's
I'm going to.
He's the only one.
There's a reasoning for that.
He's a basement dwelling beard neck
no,
beard person thing.
My reasoning is I'm a purist whenever it comes to this stuff. These guys can watch a cam footage version. I can't do that.
Whoa, whoa!
I have to see.
Are you guys advocating piracy? Because that is illegal.
Well, I'm...
No, no.
Hey!
So here's the thing. I've researched
this. If there's
some
treasure to be plundered, I will get it.
So here's the thing about the piracy thing is, it's not illegal to watch a movie online.
Oh, okay.
It is illegal to download that movie, and it is illegal to upload that movie. But to simply watch a movie already uploaded onto the internet is not a crime. Otherwise,
you're supporting it by watching it.
Yeah, but it's also not.
If it does not come from a legal source such as Netflix or Hulu, or whatever, if somebody snuck a camera into the theater,
oh yeah, what I'm saying.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely gonna hook up my tripod right in the middle aisle.
Anyways,
so that was you I saw the other night.
What?
So anyways, I just wanted
to
kind of make it
catch the best shot.
I just want to make a joke about, you know, all these people boycotting the movie because of the actress. It's like, you're not making a difference. Marvel's already on the track to break a billion on this movie, and it's within a week. So, get over yourselves. You don't matter when it comes to Marvel.
I think this happened before.
Oh, Black Panther had the same kind of mindset, and then it was one of the most successful Marvel movies ever.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, Star Wars Last Jedi. Star Wars.
Yeah.
Granted, Solo didn't do that well, but it wasn't as bad as everybody's trying to say it
was.
Yeah,
no.
It just suffered from really poor marketing, I think.
But yeah, no, so Captain Marvel had a domestic earning of $187,647,498, and with a foreign total lifetime gross, it is $362,600,000. So yeah, you guys talking about how... Oh, we were boycotting in this movie, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter.
Still is the highest grossing movie by
And
anyone.
It's still going.
No, it's not the highest grossing movie, but for an opening weekend,
it's
not
for
bad.
A March movie, I believe they said it's way up there for March.
Yeah, for a March movie release. But anyways, to move on from that, the Avengers Endgame trailer was released recently, and I have taken a firm stance of not believing a single fucking moment in that trailer. And that's just because Marvel lies.
Liars.
Where's our Hulk?
Yeah, what happened to Hulk busting out of the...
Lying or misdirection?
It's lying.
It's cold-blooded lying.
Based on the Infinity War trailer with Hulk busting through... The Hulkbuster?
I went in there with a glimmer in my eye, wishing for that Hulk moment.
I mean, don't get us wrong.
We had it.
See, Marvel is like an abusive ex-boyfriend. Like, we know that they're not... We know they're lying to us. But we love them. And we just keep... We have to go back.
We could keep some surprises... That's why they had Hulk. You know, technically they weren't lying in that scene in the trailer where they're all rushing in Wakanda.
No.
Fight. Because
Hulk
was there.
Well, yes.
Just
well,
not
no.
Hulked out. He was
what
still
I don't
Bruce
understand
Banner
is
in the Hulk
why would they just scrap that beautiful piece of footage and then be like, meh. Well, they didn't
scrap it. It was specifically made for the trailer.
Yeah.
They didn't have it for the movie ever.
They should have had it for the movie because that was impressive.
But anyway, so there's a lot of things that popped up within that whole thing. And one of those things is the Kate Bishop. Okay, possibly Kate Bishop, but what it's more looking like is going to be one of his daughters. I don't like that because, yeah.
At the same time, just because he's teaching her archery does not necessarily mean that she's, going to be...
The new Hawkeye.
A new Hawkeye.
I guess. It could just
be a young kid wanting to share, an interest in archery and her dad.
But, it does seem like it's a heavily implied thing.
Because, honestly, that was the first thing I saw, that I thought when I saw her, saw him showing her archery. But, my first thought was Kate Bishop. It could just be, an interest that she had and their, father-daughter
bonding. Like it is on their farm.
So she also looks like she has some skill.
Yeah.
Not necessarily mean that this is their first time doing it either.
Yeah. So here's an issue that
he could have been doing it all his life with her.
Yeah.
All her life.
Yeah. So here's an issue that we kind of brought up before the podcast. That we brought up before the podcast, and that's the Marvel timeline fuck ups. I don't want to, but we got to.
Okay.
There was the fuck up with the Iron Man 2010 Expo, which was in Iron Man 2, but Iron Man 2 was supposed to have taken place in early 2009, so that didn't make sense. And then there was Peter Parker showing up in Iron Man 2 at 10 years old-ish. I mean, he was supposed to be 8, is what they were saying.
I mean, pretty damn close.
But, we can give them a little bit of leeway there. And then
it seemed kind of short for a 10-year-old.
Yeah. And then...
That was pretty short.
Moving on to... The Avengers. It took place in 2012.
Uh-huh.
That was just when it took place. But then, in Civil War, in Spider-Man Homecoming, it was 8 years after that, which... No? Would have put it in 2020. But then Iron Man's talking about in Infinity War, Thanos being in his head for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Which, just all of that throws so many fucking wrenches in the timeline. What?
I think it's a little crazy.
Specifically them shoehorning Spider-Man into all these events.
I think it's a little crazy how fast Stark Tech upgraded within... What, just 10 years?
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
In the timeline.
But that's just... That's movie magic. That's...
And then how many suits he actually created.
Computer tech, advances. Just, computers, phones. It's plausible, especially where he's, Tony's doing the shit around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then... You have all them suits he made that were still pretty much standard compared to what he has now.
What, 6 months after Avengers for Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Plus however many he's made before then?
No.
Yay, dead air.
Anyways, there's all kinds of... there's so many issues with the timeline with Marvel, and it's just infuriating whenever you're sitting here and you're trying to come up with some cognitive idea of how, the timeline between Infinity War and Civil War, and then it screws up whenever you're trying to figure out exactly where in time everything is.
Thanks, Marvel. 25 minutes trying to figure it out.
Half hour trying to... It's just like, no, screw it. We're done. We're done.
Yeah, we need to really stop overthinking shit.
Well, of course, but then again, would we really be Marvel fans if we weren't overthinking shit?
Oh, no. We wouldn't be nerds if we
weren't overthinking. Yeah, that's the better way.
But you'd still be fans, just not be nerds.
But, it's like...
Because, I think the entire audience... When my wife and I went to go see Captain Marvel Tuesday, I think the entire audience walked out before the end of the credits. My wife and I, by the time it was done and the lights came up, my wife and I got up out of our chairs, and we were the only two still there.
Yeah. So.
Hell, people were starting to walk out, I think, before the first, you know.
Here's my issue with people still walking out at the end of a Marvel movie before the credits.
You goddamn know! Wait,
this is... I mean, Marvel's been doing this for...
I mean, granted, some of the audience members were elderly.
Mm.
So they may have, you know, needed to go to the restroom, but, you know, not... I mean, I think there were some that were close to mine and my wife's age, maybe a little older and a little bit younger, but, you know, they should have known better.
But, I mean, Marvel's been doing this for 11 years now. 11 years, people! And they have been doing the after credits scene since the beginning. Get your shit together!
With very few exceptions, there have been... You know, what they call stingers, one last scene after all of the credits have rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them have that. Some of them will just have one, like somewhere towards, you know, after showing, you know, the main actors and stuff, and then it'll have a scene, and then it'll just go credits and then be done.
Well, yeah, but
you never know.
Man, actually, it counts as a
freaking no.
Yeah. If you're going to go in and watch a Marvel movie, you should stick around to the end of the credits.
Always.
Both credits.
Unless the house lights come up before then.
Well, even then, like,
sometimes I've seen that. Well, Captain Marvel, you know, they kept the house lights down until after that very final scene with, I shouldn't say because it's beautiful. Well, I don't want to spoil it for any listeners that haven't heard it or haven't seen the movie.
So yeah, we'll just, well, moving on from that. Anyways, so just at this point, if you're going to watch a Marvel movie, stay. Like, I don't leave until it goes completely, the screen just shuts off, like, because they need a little moment to reset everything. And that's when I finally leave. I don't.
Yeah, that's generally what we do too, but you know.
Or at least until after the second end of the credits.
Because with Avengers, I almost missed the very, very last one where they're all sitting around in the shawarma.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never didn't hear about that one. The only one I knew about was the one where we actually see Thanos.
Yeah.
And so I stuck around for that one. And the girl I was there with, we were on a date, midnight showing, 3D screening. Anyway, we headed out of the theater, and she, you know, went to use the restroom, and a friend of mine from high school, he was working there, and he says, hey, there's still a scene. And right back around, I stood there, door watching, and I was like, well, it was kind of a letdown that it was just them sitting there, you know, eating shawarma.
Yeah.
And the reason why... Cap has his hand over his face because he had a beard for another movie role he was doing.
Oh, wow.
There's something I wanted to mention about all that, but I'm...
How did Thor get bad?
No. It was actually about Thanos. Okay. And so something interesting kind of popped up in my head a little bit ago that I'd never thought about before. But the Age of Ultron after credit scene with Thanos where he says, fine, I'll just do it myself. Never made sense for that movie. Ultron had nothing to do with Thanos.
Yeah.
So then I was just thought about my what if that wasn't an after credits scene for Age of Ultron? What if that was more set to be after Loki? After his failure. It would make more sense because Loki was sent there by Thanos. So it would make more sense if Loki failed.
Mm-hmm. Was that scene in the end credit scene for Age of Ultron?
After Age of Ultron, the Thanos shows up and grabs the Infinity Gauntlet that hadn't been made yet.
Because I thought that happened after the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
Because otherwise, because that doesn't flow narratively with having Ronan go do it.
Oh, I know. None of it flows, but... No, because Thanos... Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just well, it never makes sense.
We see an Infinity Gauntlet in Asgard's little armory.
Which thing, again,
which apparently is retconned in Ragnarok into being a fake.
Yeah, which, again, yeah.
Again,
Marvel, why? So many issues.
Fuck up your logic.
Well, it's just like the Adam Warlock's cocoon from the comics, you know, his healing cocoon, birthing cocoon, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
is seen in the collector's collection in Guardians of the Galaxy on Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yet,
and then
you know,
they
we don't
just
see
now
it
made him
until the end, one of the end credit scenes for Volume 2.
Yeah, it's
with Aisha or whatever her name is. You know, whatever, creating him, going to call him Adam.
It's like these Marvel movies are like, all right, we'll put in these little Easter eggs, and then they're like, oh, you know what? We can actually make those storylines, huh? There's just so
maybe
many issues.
They
that...
had to buy it back from the collector. Or they stole it after everything got destroyed.
All right, so based on. So now that we've talked about all that, we can move on to what's...
You know, again, it could also be, like, the Easter eggs could just be there.
I mean, to, Howard you know, the
for
Duck
the fans,
was...
And then, you know, not necessarily have anything to do with them actually doing that later.
Yeah. It just... Yeah. So...
It's up to you.
So anyways, now that we've kind of talked about what's happened already in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, let's make ourselves psychic here and discuss what's
will?
To come.
Ooh. Let's
phase four.
Let's do it.
So one thing that everyone wants to bring up is like, well, what about the Fantastic Four and X-Men? We've even talked about that a lot.
We already know.
But, like, everyone expects it to be right away. As soon as the Fox merger happens, that's it. They're in the MCU.
It's
no.
gonna take time.
I mean, hell, it took time for the first Spider-Man Homecoming after you know, Marvel and Sony came to their agreement to share Spider-Man.
Yeah, but
they did do some changes to
the Civil War
script,
but then they
to give
shoehorn him in there
an appearance.
Which I mean, I love because Spider-Man was a huge part of the comic book Civil War. But in this, it literally just feels like he was kind of shoehorned in there.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Fantastic Four were also a big part
of
Civil War, too.
On the ruse.
Shut up.
Well.
You guys seen that really old movie called Empire Strikes Back?
How old is this kid?
Probably not.
I'm thinking those New Avengers.
Yeah, but probably not, because that's another version of Ms. Marvel. Or that's another version of Captain Marvel, who is called Miss Ant.
She was Ms. Marvel at the time.
There's too many. Anyways.
Still Carol Danvers, but... You know,
so we probably won't be seeing the X-Men soon. We will see them, just not right away.
Not soon.
And another one that we might not even see at all, depending on how things go, is the Fantastic Four.
What do you say?
Fox does not own the rights to the Fantastic Four. Well, they own the...
Part
distribution
rights.
They don't own the production rights.
Yeah, they don't own the production rights. So unless Disney makes a deal with Constantin makes sense too. And anyways, it's this old company that bought the rights back in 1980 something. Hold on. Let me just research real quick. Make sure I have the right time. We'll just put it in here. Sorry for the sense. 1986. So back in 1986, Constantine bought the rights to Fantastic Four, but they were never able to successfully make a movie other than a 1992? Is that what that says? No. So they had to start producing a movie by 1992. And they did. And it was released in 1990.
No, it was not released. They never released that.
No?
It was so bad. It only other than illegal copies, that movie has not been seen.
Anywhere. It was a B movie, Fantastic Four. It was no good. And other than that, so after that, Constantine wanted to keep the rights to the production.
The Captain America TV movies, those were high quality compared to what I've heard about that Fantastic Four.
So they struck a deal with 20th Century Fox they would still own the production rights, but then Fox would have the distribution rights. So right now, Marvel has the distribution rights, but not the production rights. So they can distribute the movie, but they can't make the movie.
So basically, that company's that is over here being like, I own it, you can't have it.
There's no conversation right now, really.
They're just shut off?
No. It's kind of weird, because they're still a company, they're still around, but they're more focused on, sports broadcasting. And stuff like that. There's no actual...
So why do they have the Fantastic Four in the first place?
Because there's money in it. Not good money, because we saw how the other movies ended up.
They're going to do a sports team called the Fantastic Four.
But that being said, that's the only characters that they own, is the Fantastic Four. They don't own the Silver Surfer or Galactus, so those two characters could show up eventually. They don't own Doctor Doom. He's more in a gray area, just because he's not technically within the Fantastic Four, but it seems like he's so connected with them that... But other than that...
It's basically just a question of, what exactly characters as part of the property were included in the property thing.
And there's not any...
It's like, Sony, they've got... the Venom, Dr. Octopus, Scorpion, Rhino, Vulture, Carnage.
Basically.
Sandman, Green Goblin, Hobgoblin. Not just Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. We're all included as the Spider-Man family.
Yep. And there's other... Universal still technically owns... the Hulk, but they gave they own the distribution rights to the Hulk, but they gave
solo films. But Hulk can appear in team films,
In team films,
or in other characters' movies like Ragnarok.
Yeah, but he can't be in his own movie. Otherwise, Universal is the only one that makes the profit off of it. And then Universal owns Namor as well.
What? Namor,
Namor.
The cookies over there about. The bummer with the Hulk situation.
Definitely
bummer. That would be the only chance we would get to see Red Hulk.
Maybe.
Introduced.
Yeah.
I think the only way Red Hulk would be introduced is a solo Hulk movie.
Yeah, a Hulk movie.
Being like, General Ross is wanting to do something about the Hulk. Because maybe during... Yeah.
All right, just pulling up this little chart. Open image, new tab. Yeah, all right, so Universal Pictures owns...
Not a very conclusive...
No, this is a fairly poor... It's just kind of like a very basic thing. So Universal... Known things that Universal owns is She-Hulk, the Leader, and Abomination. They share...
Hulk.
Hulk, Ross, and...
Namor is kind of in a gray area, but they... share rights with Marvel on General Ross, Hulk, and Betty Ross. Meanwhile, over at Sony Pictures, they have most of the Spider-Man.
So the Sinister Six.
Sinister Six, Rhino, Black Cat, Aunt May, all those. And then gray Kingpin area. Is in a gray area as well with Marvel. And then, let's see, what else we got here? So then, 21st Century Fox, we got Galactus, Super Skrulls, New Mutants, all the mutant characters, really. And then, a team called Alpha Flight, which I don't know much about them, so I'm not going to say much
They're
about
Canadian.
Them.
They're Canadian.
Gotcha.
That's what get her, dude.
Never mind. Gonna stop myself. And Let's move on.
The reason why Kingpin's kind of a gray area is because Marvel has... the rights to Daredevil back.
Yeah.
And Kingpin Pins. Features in Daredevil's stories.
The Power Pack?
Spidey's stories.
Oh, that's... I think those are all kids. Oh, yeah, they're all kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gifted with alien... But, alien gave them powers?
Or yeah, something like that. I can't remember
something
what.
Like that.
But,
an alien gave them suits.
Huh. So there's...
I like that Stan Lee is all by himself.
Anyway, so the thing is, though, is like just because Marvel doesn't technically own a lot of these characters, which they are going to soon own the 20th Century Fox characters for the most part, and I'm sure they're going to work on buying back all the other properties as well, but for now they don't. That doesn't mean that they don't have characters to use outside of those, because they still have like Moon Knight and Ghost Rider and Taskmaster.
Well, that sucks. Universal Pictures own S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. But again, they made a deal for the Hulk, so they could make a deal for other characters, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of characters that Marvel's just not using. Like, for me personally, I'd like to see a Inhumans reboot.
Oh,
because
definitely a reboot!
Because my boy Lockjaw needs a fucking... Needs some justice in that moment, okay?
He needs some redo.
But, you know, we might not see those characters pop up. I would prefer it because, like, Moon Knight? Mm. Fuck yes.
I would love a Moon Knight.
Mm. Yes, I'm pretty sure all of us are in accordance with that Moon Knight.
Mm. Moon Knight? Because, I mean, it's, to me...
I'm not familiar, you know, super familiar with him, but, you know, stories that I've read with him, I have, you know.
Yeah.
Liked. I do like how he's kind of a negative image of Batman.
Yeah, he basically is. And it's like pretty much almost like, yeah, so you guys got Batman, right? We can do it better.
I still think we should get Nova. I'm hoping that's
going to be the phase four.
Richard Rider, Nova.
That's,
I'm hoping to see a Nova as well.
Kind of interesting that I'm not seeing anything about that on there. Oh, I didn't see him in there. They're really small and I'm partially blind, so that's why I don't notice a lot. Anyway, so in there is still rumors of the Man-Thing movie being in the works.
And oh, really?
But anyways, for the most part, you know, I would like to see what Marvel's going to do with a lot of these characters that aren't being used.
Right.
I'd like to see Nicholas Fury's movie.
Nick Fury? I don't know if he's gonna get one. I think Captain Marvel is kind of his little origin. Yeah, we talked about that,
that
already.
I still want to watch.
Yeah,
and that Hasselhoff.
That was Hasselhoff.
Yes,
nothing good comes from Hasselhoff, really. Sorry, but no. Okay, I'll give him Knight Rider.
I didn't think it was all that bad.
Ted just rolled over in his grave.
He's not dead.
Just
the voice actor?
I was talking about the car, but...
Anyways, move on. Also, you know what? Why not Squirrel Girl? Give her a little bit of love.
The unbeatable Squirrel Girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely she did defeat Thanos.
Yeah, say she, you know, beat Thanos once.
What if she's the savior?
She shows up in an endgame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just sucker punch. At the end.
Grab his nuts and runs.
Either that too. Grab the Infinity Stones out of the gauntlet and just runs away. Boom. She beats everything.
They're like little
as long as she remembers where she buries them when she's done.
I still need to watch...
fucking throw them in a tree.
I still need to watch the new Cloak and Dagger TV series.
I still need to watch that too, yeah.
I completely spaced. I haven't had a chance to, really. And I wanted to. Like as I've been wanting to see a Cloak and Dagger live action product for so long, and then like as soon as it's actually done, I never watch it. It's like, what is wrong with me? Watch the show, you've been waiting for this.
Maybe you don't want to get your hopes up too much.
I think it's I've had this
subconscious
built up so high, it's just like I don't want it to be bad.
Because we had so many failures.
Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had my hopes up high for the Inhumans too.
We only got through one episode.
We didn't even get through one episode.
Yeah,
it's not that good.
No,
no,
it's horrible.
It's horrible.
It
all
is.
Of them don't look the same. They don't look like each other.
Yeah.
It's just they.
This is horrible.
It was too much. It was just too. Nah.
Yeah. Not enough CGI.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird, and I didn't particularly.
Not enough good story.
It. What? It's gone now.
Uh oh. There's more right here.
Those are the same.
No?
It's kind of reorganized.
Actually, that one that you just were on.
This one?
Yeah, that one's different, and this one's different.
Yeah, what is... That's Netflix. That's Netflix. And that they don't own any of those anymore anyways.
Yeah. This is,
well, that's an even worse version.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Oh, these are 2014, 2015... We get a.
Sorry, one moment.
We were kind of dwelling off into a thing.
We are doing something. Oh, that's a different one right there.
This one?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a. Oh, no.
It's just an everything else.
Oh, this is after the merger.
Yeah.
I think, but even that's not true. Sorry, we're kind of.
She-Hulk?
No, because She-Hulk won't be. Oh.
We're using visual elements in an audio podcast.
Yeah,
sorry about that, guys. As soon as we get...
It's because we're not only nerds, we're dicks.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking at a visual guide to Marvel live-action character rights.
And we're just having fun right here.
That's not accurate either.
That's horrible.
Sorry. Okay.
We'll be...
All right. Moving on.
Well, it also depends on how they're defining rights, as in, you know.
Because I feel like.
Because you know, there's distribution rights versus.
And there's being production rights, and then.
You know, make a movie with those characters versus being able to distribute those characters.
Yeah.
And that's what. Like we were talking about the Fantastic Four situation, where it's like, yes, they'll own the distribution rights. But they won't own the production rights.
Yeah.
But anyways, to move on from that and get through all that.
And I'm pretty sure once the mouse shows up with a big enough briefcase full of enough bills, I'm like,
here you go. Yeah, no, you can have FedEx for me.
Here you go.
Which, for the love of God, Marvel, just get the FedEx for back. Because seriously, we're sick and tired of watching this. It is just one flop after the next.
Yeah.
And that's with me saying I didn't hate the original movie. Wasn't a big fan of the Silver Surfer.
I wasn't either.
I didn't care for
that big old Galactus part.
Fart Cloud!
Yeah, that was the main issue. It is Galactus. I think if they had actually given Galactus his right kind of look.
The Silver Surfer did not look that bad.
He looked good.
Okay.
He could have been better. Yes.
So technically, Galactus doesn't actually have a true form. He is perceived however is most comfortable for whoever he's invading. So I feel like what happened is...
Skrulls see him as a big old Skrull.
Somebody got
Kree
a bait.
See him as a Kree.
Yeah.
You know, we see him as a human.
Human.
Yeah.
And so what I almost feel like...
Groot sees him as a tree.
Yeah. What I almost feel is what happened is, like, whoever was making that second Fantastic Four movie with Galactus was like, they were hearing somebody talk about the character, and I was like,
yeah, that so people stupid. Just see him. People aren't going to believe it, blah, blah, blah. Never mind the fact that they're okay with a guy walking around with a big old pile of rocks.
Yeah.
One guy turns his own whole let's body into flame. Another guy can stretch his entire body.
And one guy has metal all over him.
Gal turns invisible.
Let's make a fart cloud.
Let's make a giant space storm.
Giant alien coming to eat Earth is a total
What would humankind fear the most?
I don't know. Anyways.
A fart.
But anyways, speaking of Galactus, he's one of the ones that is highly rumored to be the Phase 4 main baddie, but I don't see that happening. Mainly because of the whole issue. There's a couple other characters that are kind of rumored, but again, there's issues there. Dead Cookies brought up an interesting thing before the podcast, and that was the return of Dormammu to be a possible baddie, because the Phase 4 is supposed to be mystic-based, which is why there's a lot of rumors about the Man-Thing movie. And
like, Far From Home has...
Has the elements.
Mm-hmm.
And the elementals.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of Phase 4 is kind of prompting up for a very big mystic base, mm-hmm. with Doctor Strange leading the charge. So Dormammu could be a good central focus, I suppose. I still find my own personal issues with that is just, I don't...
You don't think it.
One, I didn't personally enjoy the way they portrayed the character. I felt that was another kind of like Galactus situation where he's like, but that's not him.
Well, maybe that's him in that universe.
Well, maybe we're not supposed to pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Hey, wizard, calm down.
You're not a wizard. I'm a
short guy. But
you're not a wizard. You're Matt Man.
Whatever.
No. Because he was. I mean, it's possible, but not likely. I can't remember who owns Fing Fang Foom, but it's not Marvel right now.
Really?
Yeah. But anyways,
wasn't there a Fing Fang Foom Easter egg?
Yeah, there was.
In, I can't remember which one now.
I think it was Iron Man 2.
Drona.
Or 3.
Blank.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But anyways, to go back to the Doctor Strange situation, I feel like there might be a big baddie there that hasn't been brought up yet.
I know who you're talking
about. Do you? Tell me.
I don't remember his name.
Baron Mordo?
Baron Mordo. Yeah, Baron...
Nope.
Mephisto?
No.
Brother Voodoo?
Nightmare.
Oh.
Brother Voodoo was in Doctor Strange.
Uh-huh.
He well, kind of. It, like, his... The character's name was...
Yeah, used.
Put on a character that didn't even talk. But, yeah, whatever. Thanks, Marvel. Anyways. Nightmare. Which is Doctor Strange, mortal nemesis. Well, immortal nemesis? Isn't Nightmare immortal? Yeah.
Nightmare is
his... He is his nemesis.
Nemesis. Dormammu is his... Let's say his arch rival?
Enemy, just arch enemy. There's not really...
Arch enemy.
Not quite Nightmare's...
Well, level. Let's just say Dormammu is more like... A threat?
But that would be... But anyways, that would be another option for a...
Nightmare is just more of a torturer to Doctor Strange.
And to go back to what Ugster over here was trying to show us, and that's Fing Fang Foom.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which is... It is possible, because, I mean, obviously, Marvel doesn't care about Easter eggs they've had in the past. Fae Gauntlet. The
Adam
Warlock's...
Birthing pod.
Yeah, birthing pod. Thank you.
Well, maybe birthing in what the fuck's his name?
The Thing.
Doctor Strange's second movie. Perhaps we'll see.
We can see some.
Brother.
You know,
maybe.
I'm not sure.
Well, and plus,
we're gonna dwell straight into mythology with it.
Did Dormammu's minions, like, evaporate, or...
No, they were pulled into his dimension.
They were transformed and pulled.
Were they?
Yeah, they were transformed into,
I mean,
like,
I guess
dark,
they have to be.
A dark...
Doctor Strange was was protected, but I guess they would have to have been transformed. So, yeah. So they were pulled into his
realm. I mean, there could be a possibility of them returning, too.
They're good. There's a lot of possibilities of characters returning. Baron Mordo is definitely going to be Doctor Strange's villain, but...
Well, and did you hear somehow they're going to try to bring Killmonger back? I know you hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it too.
So here's the thing, Marvel. I know you're not listening because we're not important enough for that, no. But why? Why do you have to do this? You set up a perfect ending for a character. And it's like, the impact is tremendous, and it makes sense. And then you're like, oh yeah, we're bringing him back. Why? Quit Loki-ing all your characters.
No, we're going to call it now, Loki.
How many times has he
Loki-ing
died?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous with the amount, especially Killmonger. I feel like I'm most insulted about the Killmonger situation. It's just like, why? His death had meaning and power behind it. And to bring him back is just kind of... just chew it up and spit it out. It doesn't matter. I don't know.
He has unfinished business.
Oh, whatever.
He wants to avenge his dad. He needs to kill Darth Vader. Oh, sorry, wrong franchise.
Okay, the Fin Fang Foom Easter egg was in the first Iron Man.
First Iron Man, gotcha.
Okay.
He was
driving through town.
Yeah, when he's flying through.
Yeah.
Mm.
And of course, we can also see something show
that's
up in Phase 4.
That's a different Fin Fang Foom in general. That's like the Iron Fin Fang Foom.
But anyways,
well, the likeness was on like a banner or something hanging from the building.
It can be kind of warped. But anyways, another option is we could see something happen with the character. What's his name? Wonder Man. Because the whole camp, I mean, that was supposed to be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Wonder Man.
With Nathan Fillion showing up on Pilsners. Yeah. Playing Wonder Man's character, but who's playing Tony Stark in movies and a couple other posters and stuff. So there's so many things that could be going on with Marvel, and it's just kind of like, will they, won't they at this point? Then Marvel again, isn't that always what Marvel
they
does?
They have done it forever.
80-some years.
They own most of the world.
And like I was saying about the whole, like Marvel's kind of like the abusive ex, where it's like, okay, you just kind of gut punched me, but I still love you. Come back.
I love you.
Yeah, it's just.
I know.
Marvel's just so. We love Marvel, and that, I mean, that's obvious since we pretty much only talk about that on the Virtual Efforts podcast.
Mm hmm.
Well, if DC does a little more, we would talk about them.
I wonder if they actually would do it better.
Yeah. Well, Shazam's coming out still.
Aquaman's pretty good. I'm going to be watching that this weekend.
It is good. I love
Shazam
it.
Shazam looks phenomenal in my opinion.
Wonder Woman was a good one.
Wonder Woman was a good movie.
But so it proves Captain Marvel topped it.
So it proves that DC
can
make good movies if they put the effort in.
Just do they want to do it.
If they just sit down and do the work.
If they'd stop wondering about what Marvel's doing.
Quit trying to copy.
Quit trying to be Marvel. You're not going to be Marvel right away.
Oh, they had Marvel a team-up movie? We can have a team-up. Oh,
faster.
They had two icon fighting?
We can have two icon fighting. They don't have a female-led superhero movie. We'll do that first. And that was one of the most successful movies you guys ever had. Do something different.
No one talks about mothers. We'll do that.
don't get too
excited. Yes, but guys, if you think about it.
What did you say?
Marvel and DC have.
Your mom has the same name as my mom? We're friends.
Have tried to outdo
each other. I'm not going to try to kill you anymore now.
So here's the thing, Uxer. But they haven't really. It's like anytime we see Marvel and DC actually talking. Like, within the comics and stuff, usually they're building off of each other.
Yeah.
The weird...
They've been competing since the beginning.
Well, yeah, but...
Trying to outdo each other.
And you also gotta know some Marvel and some
it's
DC...
It's mainly the fan base, though.
Creators have been, like, going back and forth for years.
But it's mainly the fan base that puts up that kind of...
Yeah.
Toxic... I would love to be a DC fan if DC would put in the effort to make their movies.
You are some DC fan.
Oh, absolutely.
TV show.
Like, I love the TV shows. I am so upset that Arrow's ending, but I'm happy because it's going to be a good send-off. And I've got other DC shows to watch. And then there's the whole Matt Ryan's still going to be constant in the new reboot kind of thing. So that'll be interesting. So I am a DC fan, but I can't watch the movies because they're just so. There's not even a good word to describe it. It's like I want to enjoy them.
They're quite a bit behind Marvel, but give them a little time.
If they tried to,
we also gotta admit we all been Marvel fans from the get go.
But the thing is, like, I've never been one of the fans that it's like, I don't get why there's so much friction between them. It's like, you can enjoy both.
Yeah.
Like, I love Dark Horse Comics, I love Image Comics, I love Marvel Comics, and I love DC Comics. But the movies just, they're cringy at best most of the time. It's like, DC, if they put in the effort,
could be great.
Back to the whole Wonder Woman, DC doing Wonder Woman, doing first female-led movie, superhero movie.
Well, it wasn't.
Okay. First female-led. That's awesome. They did it before Marvel. Marvel's doing it better.
Oh, yeah. definitely they're doing it better, but...
They made a movie about a female Super Saiyan. Come on now.
The total lifetime gross for Wonder Woman in theaters was $821,847,012. Yeah, Marvel's only $300 million-ish away from hitting that.
They'll get that.
And
that's not even, only that.
And it's only one weekend.
Yeah, only one.
Went to Box Office Mojo to get the Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Box office. That's
boop.
Going from
June 2nd,
2017 through November 9th, 2017.
Yeah, there are
161 days, 23 weeks.
I want to see something because this was the big movie that everyone was saying, oh, we're going to go to see this movie instead.
And from what I've heard...
And there's... Alita Battle Angel was the movie. And they made worldwide gross of $384,677,337.
28 days, 4 weeks. Awesome. February 14th, 2019 through...
Opening week.
Which I'm just saying is two-thirds... of what Captain Marvel made. So again, you little basement dwellers, your opinion
didn't matter.
Your whole thing did not matter. You did not put a dent in there. Yeah, sorry, but you failed.
Round of applause!
People tend to forget that Marvel, DC, and stuff are not making the films exclusively for their fans.
No.
They are making it for the general movie-going audience.
Yeah.
Because that's a bigger source of money than just all of us neckbeard nerds. All
right.
Yeah.
So. And even so, even with that, it's like, one of the issues is like, they shouldn't have made Captain Marvel female. But they did in the comics a long time ago. This was way before they had prospects of making it a movie. So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. For the last 13 minutes, let's drove off Marvel and talk about another nerd movie coming out. Godzilla! King of Monsters.
Oh my god. This freaking nerd is... Giddy.
I haven't seen a whole lot about it, so I don't have much to
this
offer.
This nerd right here, Uggster, I am
as
so
as long as it's better than
the
Matthew Broderick
movie.
It looks like it's going to be a pretty good
movie. I'm a major lover of Godzilla. Always have been, ever since I watched him as a kid with my dad. The old school.
You know, I'd never seen any of the Godzilla stuff when I was a kid, but goddamn, I really wanted the Godzilla toy. That one big one.
Oh, I had one of those.
That, you know, had the walking, you know, or whatever. It's like, oh, I wanted that toy so bad. Never got it.
I had one like that. Standing.
I saw a lot of the toys for shit, and I'm like, oh, I want those toys. But, you know, knew nothing about the character involved or nothing. I'm just like, that's a cool fucking toy.
And I love the CGI one that Netflix has.
That's why I like boobs so much.
The three-part cool series. Toys. Oh, my God.
So... My issue with it is I've never really actually been a fan, per se, of the giant monster movie franchise. It's just never been my kind of thing. You know, it's just...
Never yet.
I don't hate on the people that do enjoy it, because, I mean, they are, you know,
it is... If everybody liked the same thing, the world would be fucking boring.
Yeah,
it sure would.
And Matthew Broderick... would be a lot less bitching, pissing, and moaning and fighting and stuff, but, you know.
Thanks for sharing.
We're still doing that.
But anyways...
gotta go pee-pee on your franchise.
Yes.
But there is a new movie coming out that I think we all know a little something about that is still nerd-related without being Marvel or DC. Or monster, well, giant monster movies. It's still technically a monster movie.
The little Hellboy. Tiny monster movies?
Hellboy.
Oh.
Hellboy, what little
tiny monster movie were you thinking of?
Detective Pikachu. Sorry.
Oh, God. Yes, I haven't seen it.
We can talk about Hellboy, and we won't talk about that, because I don't think.
Well, I haven't seen anything. Like, I've seen the previews and stuff, but I haven't seen anything. But anyways.
But Hellboy, yes.
They've released a new trailer eventually, or they have. I just haven't seen it yet. But I think now that we've kind of gotten a more clear picture of what this guy's going to look like.
Yeah, we do.
It's good. I am ready for this movie.
I've seen so many haters about this. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It looks like it's going to be a good movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, when you first, like, when this movie was first announced and we saw the basic, like, photo shoots of what this character would look like. You know, I mean, I could understand.
It looked like a Frankenstein.
Kind of, but then it's like, the original one looked rubber, so.
Yeah.
This one actually looks, I mean, it still looks kind of.
Fakeish.
Yeah. But there's no way you can get Hellboy into a movie without it looking like.
Right.
Something's not right there. It's just like when you go from a hand like that to this kind of torso and then that kind of hand.
Just wanted to pose for that picture.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues that come into this new one, but at the same time, I think that they chose a great actor, and I think they gave a good look.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They still have the basic idea of.
The fist looks great.
I'm just glad they didn't go with the actual comic book design, because the actual comic book design gives him these weird. Alright, not the actual comics. Not the comics. I was thinking of the classic cartoon. Gave him the weird, like.
Goat leg?
Kind of, but they were like skinny goat legs. They were weird.
Yeah.
I never understood why, because he didn't have that in the comics. They were more.
Cartoon?
Yeah, well, yeah.
The two animated movies?
Were they animated movies?
Well, there's.
Yes, I think this is this.
Yeah.
Yeah, those little legs. Yeah. And then the rest of them just being huge. And it's like, what?
You know, stylized animation. But it's not trying to be
true
to form. So it's not what I was thinking of. Because they did a couple of animated movies that take place between the first Hellboy and Hellboy 2.
I mean, funny with goat feet.
That looks a little better. Well, that just looks weird.
I guess if you want to see, you know, something similar to the Hellboy animated, search Transformers animated.
But anyways,
you'll see those designs.
I've freaking loved the original two Hellboy movies.
Yeah.
Animated. But anyways, no, I loved the two original movies. I thought they were freaking amazing. Yeah, they've got a very definite design.
See, up here. That's just the solo shot of Prime right there.
Yeah.
It was the very first image that the fandom saw. Oh my god. Everything was ruined forever. Trademark.
Anyways, so.
Yeah.
They're basically trying to, you know, ape the popular animation styles of that particular time. You know, like Teen Titans. You know, the not the Teen Titans Go, but the precursor to Teen Titans.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of style, you know, the anime-ish kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. The American
not trying to make it look for realistic.
Yeah.
But anyways, with that being said, we are coming within the last 5-minute mark of the podcast, and I want to kind of explain. There hasn't really been a lot in the whole nerdy news area. Like, we got the Endgame trailer, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we got a couple other things, like the Captain Marvel box office success, all that. But there hasn't been anything, like, there hasn't been a lot in the nerd area of trending news. Like, there's kind of, like, small news, not really anything updates. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, nothing
basic
like
stuff.
Earth-shattering or anything.
Yeah. Other than the Disney-Fox merger will be should be concluding. Officially
completed on the 20th.
On the 20th. All right. Yes. It'll be officially completed on the 20th. So that'll be great.
I think at like 12.02 a.m.
But other than that, like, we haven't had anything fully. There hasn't been earth-shattering news when it comes to comic book stuff or nerd stuff.
Feel free
stuff.
To come to the virtual Leftover Podcast page on Facebook. Leave suggestions for topics you would like to hear us talk about.
Keep nerdy, like, word.
Nerd-related topics.
Yeah, because if we try and delve into stuff like politics and religion,
there
and
will probably be fights breaking out at the digital dinner table.
Yeah,
none of us will speak to each other again.
Until the next Thursday, and then there's going to be another fight.
And besides, this isn't supposed to be some.
Show up.
And besides, this isn't supposed to be something.
They're going to be talking to.
Besides, this isn't supposed to be something that, you know, causes fights, even though it seems like it's about to with the interruptions. Well, anyways, what it does. It's supposed to be for fun. You know, so we just want to have fun and talk about the nerdy shit that we enjoy.
Pies.
Also, which I haven't brought it up yet, but I do need to because it is National Pie Day.
For the next 28 minutes.
20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, for the first couple of people that check this out, if they do it in time.
Yeah.
As we are recording, it is still National Pie Day, and we did enjoy a lemon meringue pie before the podcast.
Yes,
we did. Happy Pie Day.
Or happy day after Pie Day, if you're not listening to us until at least the 15th.
Yeah. Or happy whatever day you're on. It doesn't really matter, but today for us is National Pie Day.
Happy Existence Day.
I just want to say something, because I said it before the podcast to this guy. Those little snack pies are basically nothing more than fruit calzones. Hold on. At first, he doesn't know what a calzone is, so I'm just going to look this up for him. This is what a calzone is. It's a stuffed pizza where the crust is completely around it. That's why I call them fruit calzones. Because they're not pie to me. When I think of pie, I think of...
They're pie filling in the crust.
Oh, but they have...
I'm telling you, dude, it says snack pies.
And I'm telling you, it has to be in like some kind of round pan, whether it's a tin pan or anything like that.
I mean, you can cut it open and open it. It'd be like a pie.
Fuck all that. It doesn't matter. And you know what? I could be the only person on this entire planet that feels that way, but I'm still going to.
You can warm it up, like, and then it'd be easier to fold open.
You can even put a freaking dollop.
Again, I could be the only person that believes this. I don't care. I don't see it in a pie. And you're not going to change my mind. Anyways, with that being said, that was the Virtual Leftovers podcast at the Digital Dinner Table. I was here with
Merriam-Webster, definition of pie, a dessert consisting of filling as fruit or custard in a pastry shell or topped with pastry or both.
I don't care.
So, we're right, even you're right.
Yeah.
So we're all right.
We're all right. All right. Anyways, with that being said,
even those to my left are on the
this
right.
Was the Virtual Leftovers podcast at the Digital Dinner Table. I was here with
Dead Cookies,
Uxter,
Metaman.
Thank you guys so much for listening. It has been
interesting
podcast. See you later.